And to round out our dead air on Dexter, apparently since the time of this recording, there has been a bunch of new news in the Dexter universe.
They heard us.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, like... Dead air! I always like to think that when things go up on streaming is because they know things are coming. So like, yeah. Dexter just went up on streaming and then they knew news, or there was talks of the Dexter prequel going into production, right? We had talked about right. it on that episode, but then as of now, there was photos released of like a bunch of production photos, and we have our cast. So we got Patrick Gibson as Dexter, who I seen him in some stuff. I can't remember what exactly as right now.
He looks familiar, but I've never watched his acting.
Yeah, and then we got Christian fucking Slater as the Ringer, as his dad Harry Morgan, right? And
yes,
Molly Brown as Deb, which I've never heard. I haven't seen. I've probably seen her or something. And then a bunch of other. Oh, Angel Batista. I guess that's a young. Sorry, James Martinez as a young Angel Batista. And I'm like, oh, they really need to bring back everybody?
Angel. Yeah. I'm like, I didn't know Angel was like that much a part of their lives. Like that he knew them when they were kids. But you know what? Hey, I'm open to it.
Oh, no, it keeps going. Christina Milian as Maria La Guerta. Like, oh, no. Like,
yeah, so.
They're going to de-ageify everybody.
Everyone.
Even Masuka.
Well, I mean, I guess that Masuka.
What the
Okay, well, I guess this is going to be fun then. But that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be him starting his career at Miami Metro. So I guess, therefore, he starts at the same time they all start. Which, sure. Sure.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Well, I guess we're going to see La Guerta maybe when she's like a really young officer, and same with Angel and things like that.
I just thought, for some reason, I thought it was like Dexter, the high school years. And I know you'd mentioned it, like, because the guy looks young.
But the guy looks young. Guy looks young.
He's 29. He's from Ireland. And now I remember where I saw him from. He was one of the leads on the OA, that series on Netflix that like, those were like some of like the heydays and of Netflix when they're like a new show would drop and everybody would lose their shit. And the OA was actually pretty good. The first season was crazy good because it was like one of those things for a while. You're like, you didn't know if this girl was crazy or the lead character was crazy or if the world she was making up was real. It was, I loved it. It was, and then the second season goes off on crazy tangents. And then they never had a third season because it was canceled, unfortunately. So it was kind of just like left up in the air. But that's another tangent regardless. Then we got Rena Wilson as Bobby Watts. And then Patrick Dempsey as Aaron Spencer. So two ringers, Patrick Dempsey and Christian Slater. Like that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Patrick Dempsey, Christian Slater, and Rita as well. Like she's a baddie in her own.
And, and Buffy's own Sarah Michelle Gellar as Tanya Martin. I have no idea who these characters' names are after.
Yeah. So these are new people, fresh people in to the Dexter universe.
Fresh
so
blood.
Fresh blood. it's okay.
It would have been funny if they called it fresh blood as opposed to like the new blood. That was whatever. Sorry.
I liked it. But I also had a little joke earlier too, because like Christian Slater, obviously a dude who's been in so many things. Like I remember like Interview with the Vampire or Mr. Robot, but Interview with the Vampire and like several others. But I did tell you this, like, I so remember always hearing the name Christian Slater and just thinking like, wow, what a name. Like what? Like that's so cool. And then like seeing a picture of him and just being like, never mind. Of course he's good looking.
He was like,
definitely not.
Yeah, he was a
on my radar whatsoever.
No, he was a heartthrob back in the day, especially like the like 80s and 90s. Heathers? You know?
Heathers. Oh yes, Heathers, infamously.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he's been in so much, but yeah, so Christian Slater, obviously, great name. I mean, I know he's a great actor, so here for that.
And like there was like a moment, like I think in like the late 2000s or something like that, where like actors that were like big in the 90s and 80s, like all of a sudden were making transition to TV because, I mean, I don't want to assume that they weren't getting like any movie roles, but like they had all this fucking talent. Like we're like when David Spade was on The Office for like, you know, 10 episodes or something like that, right? And you could just feel like, damn, this guy can act and he's bringing so much more to this TV show.
And I think also they started to realize that like TV really was kind of where it was going. And I think they were correct. Like,
oh yeah, you're right.
TV is kind of, it was, where is it? Like, yeah, movies are obviously very important still, but where the money is, it's TV.
Yeah, fair. 100%. Like, yeah, like they were losing the opportunity. Yeah, you're right. And they made it that much better.
Especially with streaming, like when the streaming left and right, like all these networks being able to have their own money and make their own TV shows, whether they're good or not. As we know, there's just so much content.
And now, so, all right. So I have a, so then after this, and I feel like a lot of people lost their shit. The production photos were released.
Because Michael C. Hall was like nowhere in the conversation yet. So of course people were like, well, where is he? Including me.
But like, I mean,
where is he?
Well, exactly. Right. Cause this is a prequel. So assuming, I mean, I guess you were right. There was going to be like voiceover and that would make the most sense. Right. Like Dexter Morgan retelling his life.
Yeah, I understand Michael C. Hall is not showing up and trying to pretend like he's 20.
That would have been so funny. We talked about it before. Because didn't they do that in the TV show? Like
in the first season of Dexter, they slapped a wig on him and were like, hey, guys, 16-year-old Dexter.
Hey, guys, like, what's up? Sure. Fake braces, just like, it's me, Dexter. Don't worry about me.
It's me.
I don't like blood. Sorry.
And we're like, yeah, right, Showtime. Yeah, right. I guess it was their first season, so maybe they really hadn't accumulated that Showtime money just yet, but it was very funny.
No, you got to show you the investors like what you're worth, right?
Right.
So now, I don't know. So I was under the impression that people lost their shit and all of a sudden like the studios got nervous. And I thought they were bringing Dexter Morgan back in new blood all of a sudden. And correct me if I'm wrong. And then I was having conversation with people like, yeah, they're going to bring him back. But like, how? The whole thing was that he dies. And like,
right.
Again.
And spoiler, but whatever. Like, it's so in new blood, you are correct. So this is my understanding of it. And obviously open to whatever else anyone thinks here too, is that in Original Sin, which is the prequel, Michael C. Hall will be returning as a voiceover only. So physically we won't be seeing him. And then Dexter New Blood, which is Harrison, his son now, because in the first season of New Blood, Dexter does die by Harrison, by Dexter's wishes. So my understanding is that he is physically, Michael C. Hall is coming back for New Blood, but he will be basically a vision that Harrison has, much like in the original series of Dexter, where Dexter sees his father, Harry, that kind of thing. Dexter will be guiding Harrison through murdering.
So we're going to watch two new guys for the next couple of years or for the next year or so that aren't Dexter murdering a bunch of people.
Because I think Michael C. Hall is probably like loves Dexter the character, and I know he does, otherwise he wouldn't continue to do this. I really feel like the guy is like, no, I understand that I brought this character to life and it's a big role for him. So I feel like he's like, yay, of course I want to be involved. But at the same time, it's like, well, how much? Like the original show's over.
Oh, I thought you meant like money wise. Like how much?
I'll put that too.
But like how much?
But yeah, that too. He deserves to be like, you know, like he just be making his money.
That's fair. I mean, like, you know, I always feel like sometimes they go away and then they're like, but how much are you going to throw at me? I'll do it again. Yeah, yeah. That kind of a deal.
Yeah. You know? But I also feel, again, and I don't know Michael C. Hall at all, but I also feel like he is like, he really feels that he was a part of the show because he clearly was. Like, and he, I guess what I'm trying to say is that he understands from the fan point of view how important he is in this equation and is kind of there for the fans. Like, he was the one that came back for New Blood, and I remember watching interviews that he was on board because he was like, I want to give the fans the ending they deserve, because he knew that the ending of season 8 wasn't the best. He knew.
Yeah. All right. All right, so I guess guys, stay tuned for like the latest. We're already down this rabbit hole, so you know, let's see how it rounds out. I guess
we'll see how it rounds out. But also, real quick, before we move on, I am so excited to see if they get Desmond Harrington back at any point.
Oh yeah, we buried the lead. Like, yeah, we completely forgot
about my favorite man, Desmond Harrington. I totally forgot. Like, obviously, we are the Wrong Turn podcast. Who's in the original Wrong Turn movie? Desmond Harrington.
Yeah, asterisk. See episode 1, part 1 and part 2 for the love we give.
First episode ever.
The love we give fucking Desmond Harrington. Like, he that chin and that jawline carried that movie. You know, because you know what? Okay. Oh, no, because he's like a late, isn't it? Wait. He doesn't show up right away in season 1, does he? He's like a transfer.
Okay. Quinn, yes. Desmond Harrington is a transfer in season 2. He shows up and kind of mingles around, and then season 3 he's full on full cast.
So then he wouldn't be like the original.
So he wouldn't show up in the prequel, obviously. All right, correction everyone. I just pulled up Michael C. Hall's Wikipedia real quick just so we're not
being... Oh, same.
So it's Dexter New Blood, Dexter Original Sin, which he will be the voiceover, and then Dexter Resurrection. Excuse us, you guys.
Wait,
it's called Dexter Resurrection 2025, and he will be returning as Dexter Morgan, and apparently it is a sequel to the original series of Dexter. So who knows? Actually, who the fuck knows what we're getting?
So then New Blood's done.
New
Blood's dead in the water.
Dexter's dead. Deadzo. And so does Dexter Resurrection, which is a great name, honestly. Okay. Interesting. I wonder what they're going to do.
I guess better than the original title, Dexter New Blood, but whatever.
I like that one. Dexter Fresh Blood.
Oh, why wasn't it called Fresh Blood?
Who knows?
That's actually a way better title than New Blood.
It is, but, you know, we weren't in the writer's room that day.
You know me, Corey. I love a fucking good name. You know, I can't write a fucking story, but I'm good on the fucking title, you know?
Yeah, you can land a title.
That one's great. That one goes in the books. Yeah, Fresh Blood. All right. So I guess, yeah, okay. We'll see Original Sin, and we'll give our P's and Q's on it.
P's and Q's. Maybe Dexter Resurrection. Hopefully we get some Desmond Harrington action. Hopefully. I mean, why not? Quinn is definitely still around.
Yeah, like everybody else died except for, well, and then Angel too, right?
Well, yeah, Angel, but yeah, Deb's gone, LaGuardia's gone, but we still got Quinn, we still got Masuka, you still got Angel. There's some characters, there's some fresh face, or new faces that we are, whoa, no, old faces that we should see if they want to come back, because all those guys are dope.
So then, I had it right. Like, production, I feel like they got weirded out, the studio got weirded out, and then they brought Michael C. Hall back and be like, dude, look, here's some money, let's just bring this back. And let's just have a good time with it, you know. Like, I mean, I don't know how you can get better than like this. Those first few seasons. Like, I don't know
They're so good.
You'd have to bring back somebody crazy, and like, you can't. That formula is already played out. Like the whole. I don't know. It's weird. You have to give us something new altogether. Like, you're gonna have the voiceovers all over again with like Dexter narrating and everything. It's just doesn't seem like it would play out. You know,
yeah, but you, like you said, you know, we'll both be here to tear it apart. I'm like, yes,
rip it apart. Sorry,
all right. to rip it apart.
We just like the puns just being going on hard today.
But I'm so happy. I love Dexter so much, and I love Michael C. Hall as that character. So I'm here for it.
No, I mean, it's kind of I mean, I want to say it was like a cultural touchstone for like, you know, the killer that kills killers, but whatever, you know, I guess it might have been at the time.
Like, I mean, obviously you and Ming are about to have a child, but like I always thought, like, man, if I ever had a child and it was a boy, I love the name Dexter, but I just don't think I could name my child that because I named my parents' dog that. Like, I don't like
which Dexter are you talking about, Corey? Dexter one or Dexter two? You know?
Dexter, which Dexter? Yeah. Maybe, like, I don't know, maybe by the time I actually have a child, maybe because Dexter the dog is 14. So
you know. Okay. So you can just call him Dexter the second.
Yeah, who? My child, Dexter, be like, who are you named after? Don't talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, we don't talk about it, but there is a tattoo right here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that to my child, but I love the name.
No, 100%. Dexter was like the dopest name like a long time ago. Then we all had Dexter's Laboratory, and then this Dexter, you know, like there's only been cool Dexters.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, now you said like, I don't know if you could name your kid Dexter now. I haven't met a whole lot of Dexters now.
I honestly haven't met a lot. I've met one other human Dexter and it was a child. And that was like 10 years
there
ago.
There only have been so like, okay. Children Dexter.
I've actually met an adult named Dexter in my adult life. So.
Yeah, same.
Wait, I lied. No, I did. One time we had a Dexter, his name is Dexter, and he was delivering a new couch. So it was very funny because we had the dog Dexter and I was yelling at the dog and he looked at me and he was like, what? And I'm like, oh, my dog, he's Dexter. And he goes, okay. He's like, I'm Dexter. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. And that was a funny experience. And then, yeah, that was it. I was like, I felt bad. I was like, I was not yelling at you.
Like this fucking lady.
Yelling at the dog.
I'm assuming you tipped
like,
him.
This fucking... Oh yeah, 100%. But I was just like, I'm so sorry. I was talking to the dog and he just laughed.
All right. So like I said, stay tuned as we cover that eventually. And we will talk to you guys next time. Have a good one.